Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
So there will be a review of the recent test series against England, we're told, when all the relative parties return home. It should be shortly then, because the coach and the captain are not part of the initial associate tour about to start. The selectors, the CEO, the Players Association, and let's not forget High Performance, will want their 10 cents worth. For a world champion team, this has been a pretty catastrophic year. 5 out of 7. Down the gurgler against 3 different opposition, 2 of which were at home on our tailor-made pitches. Surely there is no hiding from that. If rugby is an 80-minute game, Test cricket is a 5-day game. You've got to expect to play that long. You have to allow for all the contingencies. In the last episode, we admitted we grossly misread the pitch. How does that happen? Maybe because we don't have to learn to read them here, because we know what we're going to get every time. It's monotonous, predictable. And now that we are getting outthought and outplayed in our own backyard, time's got to be up on that theory. If the powers that be believe we would turn the tables on England or beat Australia here at home anytime soon, we seriously do have a problem. The last test is a classic blueprint for me on how we are thinking. We picked a team that didn't want to lose. England just simply want to win. When it was over, common sense. When was it ever common sense to go into a 5-day game with 3 bowlers? When the series is gone anyway, why don't you look to develop? We didn't want to run the risk of being whitewashed, that's why, and we were. We conceded runs at an alarming rate because we had no obvious variations. We missed an opportunity. You've got a feel for Darryl Mitchell and to a slightly lesser extent Tom Blundell. Mitchell was Bradman-esque. His numbers extraordinary. He only played initially by accident. How do you score 500 plus runs at over 100 per innings in a 3-match series and not get considered for man of the series? Why? Because your team get walloped, literally, all around the park. The winds of change are blowing. Don't expect to be in personnel, but you should expect in the way we use that personnel. The summer of cricket has just been unveiled ahead. It looks appealing, but only if the current trend changes.